This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson went to near space. Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos went 5 miles into space. Both want to boost space tourism launched from space ports. And how will this not foul regular air travel? Well, that falls to the Federal Aviation Administration, which also has a mandate to promote the commercial use of space to bolster innovation. Emma Hurt from WABE in Atlanta reports now on a Georgia island where the regulation and the promotion rub together.
Little Cumberland Island is largely undeveloped, thick with saw palmettos and live oaks. The few dozen homes are only accessible by boat. Large trees are protected. If that means you can't build a house with a nice view, that's the deal. Kevin Lang is vice president of the Little Cumberland Homeowners Association.
If there's any conflict between my family's use of the island and the natural environment of the island, the natural environment of the island wins.
But years ago, the local Camden County government decided it wants to build a spaceport on the mainland to help diversify its economy. So Lang and others began talking to the FAA, which issues spaceport licenses, to protest the idea of rockets flying over and possibly exploding on their island.
We felt like once the FAA understood that there was an active community on this barrier island 5 miles downrange, that the FAA would just decide this is not going to be acceptable, it's not going to fit.
And yet the FAA seems poised to issue a spaceport license to Camden County because the county is proposing one possible flight path that meets the agency's safety guidelines. And this is a problem, says Oregon Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio. He heads the House Transportation Committee.
Everybody wants a spaceport, and everybody can't have a spaceport. It's not safe.
He says the FAA needs to have discretion about whether problematic spaceport proposals should go forward. The issue, he says, is the government is also charged with promoting the commercial space industry. Wayne Monteith leads the FAA's commercial space division. He testified at a recent congressional hearing and explained the agency's dual mandate.
To ensure safety while also allowing these companies to innovate and grow and continue to lead on a global stage.
But Congressman DeFazio says the industry has outgrown that policy.
There needs to be discrimination in terms of where spaceports are located to minimally impact the environment, minimally impact the citizens surrounding it.
He's working on a bill to change that, but the FAA is set to decide on Camden County's license this month. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.